Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We are doing the chapter on Salam, the book on Salam, and the chapter of making Salam common amongst you. Command, that is, to make Salam common amongst you. And then we also were discussing different etiquettes of Salam, the etiquettes of seeking permission before entering a home, as well as the virtues. So Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought the last hadith under this particular chapter of making Salam common. He brought an example of how Sahaba would actually practically make Salam common amongst themselves. So, to show us that this is something that should be practically implemented, practically done, and also create an enthusiasm in us that we claim to follow the beloved Mubarak Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We claim to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how much of it do we have in our lives? أَنَّهُ كَانَ يَأْتِي عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه فيقدو معه إلى السوق قال فإذا غدونا إلى السوق لم يمر عبد الله على سقاط ولا صاحب بيعة ولا مسكين ولا أحد إلا سلم عليه قال الطفيل فجئت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه فاستتبعني إلى السوق فقلت له ما تصنع بالسوق وأنت لا تقف على البيع ولا تسأل عن السلع ولا تسأل عن السلع ولا تسوم بها ولا تجلس في مجالس السوق وأقول اجلس بنا ها هنا نتحدث فقال يا أبا بطن وكان الطفيل ذا بطن إنما تغدو من أجل السلام فسلم على ما لقيناه رواه مالك في المؤطه بإسناد صحيح. هذا الطفيل ابن أبي ابن كعب radiallahu anhu narrates that he used to visit Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Tufail ibn Ubay ibn Ka'b was a tabi'. So he relates that I used to visit who? The son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. His name was Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. And I would go to him in the marketplace. So I would go visit him. I would go see him there in the marketplace. He said when we went to the marketplace, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu did not pass by anyone selling cheap quality goods or any commodities. He would not pass any person, anyone selling or offering anything except that he would make salam to them. So this was his condition, that he would walk past, go in the bazaar. He said, I would go visit him and then we would go to the souk, to bazaar. And then he would walk past every person except that he would make salam. He would not walk past, in other words, every single person he would make salam to that he would see there. So who's saying this? Tufail ibn Ubay. He said that when I would visit Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu at the bazaar, we would go, when I visit him, we'd go to the bazaar and then this is what he would do. So on one occasion, Tufail Rahmatullah Ali said that I visited Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu one day and he asked me to go with him to the marketplace. So when I went to visit him, he said, come, we're going to go to the marketplace. I said to him, what are you going to do in the marketplace when you do not sell anything, nor do you ask about any goods, nor do you inquire about the price of any goods, nor do you sit in any one of the assemblies that are taking place in the marketplace. What do you want to go there in the marketplace for? You're not even finding out about goods. You're not inquiring. You're not selling. You're not even going in the gatherings there where they are talking. But you just pass. What's the purpose of going there? Should we rather sit here and talk where we are instead of going all the way there? Let's sit here and we talk here. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, to get him to think, he addressed him as Ya Aba Batanin. Ya Aba Batanin literally means, oh, you with a belly. Oh, you with a big belly. Tufail had a large belly, but just to get his attention, as Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, in a light-hearted way, he addressed him like this, and then he explained to him. He says, we go only to offer salam to whoever we meet. That's the whole reason. There's so much of reward for giving, making salam. There's so much of benefits. So in one place, one gathering like that, we're getting so many people we can make salam to. That's the only reason why we are going there. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith to show us that that was the enthusiasm of Sahaba to make salam. It doesn't mean now in our current circumstances, in our bazaars and all we go, because of the amount of fitna and fasad. This was talking in the time of Sahaba in Madinatul Munawwara. The amount of honesty, the amount of expression of Islam that was there among Sahaba in the way they did the trade, in the way they conducted themselves. If anybody had to come in those type of bazaars, they will get hidayat immediately. Unfortunately, in our setup, in the malls and wherever we go, there's nothing but fitna and fitna. So here, just by the example, as example to show us in that good environment that was there at that time, this is how he would make it a point. Every person, he's not interested in any of the items that are there. This was his iman, level of iman, that I'm not interested in the goods, I'm only interested in making salam to every person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, afshu salam abaynakum, that make salam common amongst you. So therefore I'm making salam common, I'm going to meet everyone. So this was the explanation he gave. So what an example it is for us, that we also try and make, in whichever small way we can, make salam common. We meet a Muslim, we see a brother, we meet someone outside the masjid, we make salam to them. It doesn't have to be limited to after Faraz Salah. Sometimes people think that you have to wait after the Faraz Salah and then wait for people. That is just a limitation, that is something that is made up. At any time, we don't have to wait for the Faraz Namaz, we don't have to wait for the Sunnat Namaz. At any time, preferably outside the masjid, so that it doesn't disturb people that are reading Salah. Or if you happen in the masjid something softly, then there is no harm. But we should try and make salam common amongst us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.